When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And Tom was at Cavs Media Day yesterday. Cavs, by the way, went to the Greenbrier for training. Oh, I'm sorry, IMG Academy for training camp.
They're going back to school?
IMG Academy, yeah. You know, first of all, before we move on and talk Cavs,
yeah.
What do you think about everybody going places for training camp? You know what that screams to me? God,
what?
Do we make a lot of money in this sport?
Oh, I don't know. It
screams. Basketball, football, everything.
Did you ever have to do a company retreat anywhere you've ever worked?
Why, thank God, no.
Oh, well,
I've worked in broadcasting, Andy. We don't spend money on such silly stuff.
That's true. But the bathrooms work, so we have that going for us.
Well, sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
Except for the automatic flush stuff. It doesn't work.
But we are airing dirty laundry now, aren't we?
Those are the words of Jeff Phelps and only Jeff Phelps. And so when the meeting is held, please keep only Jeff Phelps in the room.
I'm sorry. Automatic flush that you have to flush. Nonetheless.
Again, you are alone in that meeting. Andy and I disagree with all words coming out of your mouth.
That's true. Hopefully.
We are happy that it takes 14 times to flush that thing. It's
hopefully
not a big deal.
The Cavs.
Okay, those are the words of Andy Baskin and Jeff Phelps for the meeting that will be held later on. Dan Madigan has nothing to do with any of this and is thrilled with all of our surroundings.
Dan, 242 baseball.
Can I please go home and watch baseball?
Yeah.
In 242.
Yeah. Hasn't started yet.
You can. So the... hopefully going down to the IMG Academy is a great thing for the Cavs. Not like they don't spend enough time together.
What about
the
kids
season,
in school there? Won't that be disruptive to them? Don't those kids have to practice too?
I think it might be. Yeah, I think it might be. I think it's interesting. And not bad. I think it's interesting. And we'll see how it plays out. That the Cavaliers are basically rolling it back. As Tyvis Powell, our buddy from the Browns Radio Network, said about the Browns defense. Hey, you decided to roll it back. So, okay, the Cavs have rolled this back. I mean, even Isaac Okoro's back. All right, and Isaac was a restricted free agent. You didn't know if he was going to stick or what was going to happen there. Isaac's back. They're all back, Andy. What's changed? The coaching staff. J.B. Bickerstaff, defensive-minded coach who did a fine job here. I thought that the offense needed work. They didn't get it. Apparently, the front office and ownership felt the offense needed work because JB is now the coach of the Detroit Pistons. And Kenny Atkinson comes in after going to grad school with Steve Kerr at Golden State. And Kenny is an offensive-minded coach. He was a career point guard playing professionally overseas and everything else. He brings in a different offensive system. It better work. And I say that because you rolled it back. It's real clear what was happening here. What has to happen is simple. Make Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland work together beautifully on the floor. And if that happens, this team takes a step up offensively. I think it's clearly that simple. Too many times I thought one guy would handle the ball and the other guy would stand there and be a spot-up shooter. Well, that's not the idea. I mean, I think that was a really missing aspect of the team the last 2 years with Donovan and Darius. That often enough, they both weren't involved in the offense. If Kenny Atkinson can take two really dynamic guys who like to have the ball in their hands and aren't real tall and make that click, well, then mission accomplished.
Yeah. First of all, I just think coming back into the season – remember all the paranoia we had about Donovan Mitchell leaving? Where's that now? Anybody go? Oh, it left the room, right?
That's true.
So
you
now
still have
that's
the issue,
gone.
Though, of making it work.
No, I understand, but I'm looking at it just big picture, yeah. You know, what the Cavs did in the offseason and where they're going with this. Jeff, I want to see what Kenny can do as far as getting these guys together because it didn't seem right on two different levels. Not only did it not seem like – and we spent a lot of time wondering, can you have Donovan Mitchell and can you have Darius Garland on the same team? And, you know, we kicked that around. But, you know, there's also the question of Mobley and Allen, right? And, by the way, Okoro's back too, right? So
and Struess, yeah, so, and LeVert, and Niang, and Merrill, and
so the
Porter.
The
addition is Jalen Thompson or Tyson. Their first round draft choice, who by the way might be a real nice fit at that small forward spot.
I don't know. Normally, I would be like, I can't believe they didn't make a move. They didn't get better. I can't believe they didn't do addition by subtraction.
They drafted a guy. That was it.
Yeah. So that's all I did. And you know the last time I felt this way? The baseball season. Guardians didn't do anything out in the offseason. And look where they are right now. So I don't know. Maybe that's the Cleveland touch, Cleveland magic. Do it. It's not working for the Browns. They returned a lot of those guys.
Yeah, how's that going?
It's not real well. So for the Guardians, it worked. For the Browns, it didn't. And now in a year where you rarely ever have it, where three teams all made the playoffs in the same calendar year, guess what? The Cavs stay status quo with the exception of a coach. We're about to find out what the value of a coach is with the Cavaliers.
Coach, yes. Different emphasis, even bigger than coach.
You mean philosophy?
The coach brings with him a different emphasis. JB's background, to listen to JB talk, it was always about defense. And fine, he did a good job with that. And their defense was pretty good. And by playing good defense and stressing that, the Cavaliers improved drastically, I think, under JB. And mission accomplished. He did a really nice job. I thought that the team needed to do some things offensively. In this offseason, whether that included changing coaches or not was, you know, at the very least, it was bring in a guy to coordinate the offense and do a better job with it. They decided to just change things completely. So they did, and Atkinson will be here. Can he make that work, Andy? You know, two small ball handling guards is not a great recipe. It's not a typical recipe for success. Can that work? Yeah, it can. But that's the challenge I think that Kenny Atkinson faces, while also making sure that Evan Mobley develops. There's the triangle, okay? It's Donovan, be as good as you've been. And it doesn't mean score as many points. It means be as good as you've been. Darius, be as good as you've been at times. Health had something to do with some of that.
True.
Work together and make this thing really sing while bringing Evan along. I think the team still has to overcome two small ball dominant guards in the backcourt. That's on Kenny Atkinson.
So the identity of this team is Donovan. I'm asking you because I think this is the way it should be. The identity of this team is Donovan Mitchell centric, all other planets floating around Donovan Mitchell.
Oh,
I don't know that we've had that.
Okay, let me make an unpopular statement.
Okay.
Donovan is not LeBron.
Okay.
Donovan is not Jason Tatum. Donovan is not Luka. In other words, I think if you're building everything around Donovan Mitchell, I think you're destined to not be a successful team. And by successful, I mean, what do you want to do? You want to get it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, I want to win the
ultimately,
whole thing.
Ultimately, yeah, you want to win the whole thing. I don't think Donovan is that kind of player. I don't think he's the guy who can lead you to a championship. However, he can be the best player on a team that might be able to do that. Do you know what I mean?
No, it makes sense.
There are some guys that you think, yep, that's the guy who can take us to a championship. I don't think Donovan is that guy.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I think he's really good, but I think it needs to be a team and a team offensively. And that's what Kenny Atkinson has to figure out. How does he supplement a phenomenal skill set in Donovan Mitchell with guys who can help him win a championship? Because I don't think he can do it on his own. I just, as good as he is, Andy, I don't think he's that kind of a player who can win a championship for you on his own. Like LeBron basically can, as we've seen.
Right.
I think Luka has that kind of talent. I think Giannis has that kind of talent. Mm-hmm. I don't think Donovan's that kind of guy. And a lot of it's the fact that he's a 6'2", 6'3 guard.
I don't know. You walk into the season, you say to yourself, can the Cavs be better than the Bucks? Hmm? Can the Cavs be better than the Sixers?
Are the Cavs going to be able to be better than the Knicks?
Not after that trade, especially.
Celtics.
And, of course, better than the Celtics.
That puts four teams that, at least on paper.
At
least. Orlando's going to
give you fits.
Yep, there you go.
Indiana is still there. Miami drives me crazy. The only thing I feel better about now is that Toronto. I now feel like they're out of it.
Thanks to Jakob Poeltl.
Thank you. Thank you, Jakob. You've at least put me in the play-in tournament because you don't seem to think Toronto cares about basketball. So.
Goodness.
It has to be like a long-term project.
Get your season tickets today.
Yeah, Jakob Poeltl didn't get the memo.
Are we sure that wasn't Dana Carvey?
Get your season tickets today.
Raptors basketball coming at you.
We're not pumping you up.
Setting you up for expectations below the bar.
If you have any
Scotty Barnes in development.
If you have any Cavs thoughts, give us a yell. 216-474-0092. I think Kenny Atkinson has a big job ahead of him. But I don't think it's an impossible job. It's Baskin and Phelps here on the...
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.